Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has selected former Fergus Falls Mayor Ben Scheer as her running mate in Minnesota's race for governor. Klobuchar says Scheer brings valuable experience as a small business owner, mayor, and economic development leader with a strong track record of creating opportunities in rural Minnesota. Meanwhile, both the Republican and Democratic state conventions kick off today. This is when the two parties will endorse their candidates ahead of the campaign to November's midterm elections. Republican Party Chair Alex Plekash says the GOP agenda includes.
We've done some polling and it shows clearly that Minnesotans, and we're not talking necessarily Republicans or Democrats, we're talking about the voting public in general, is most concerned about things like the cost of living, which is probably at the top, but right behind it is fraud.
DFL Chair Richard Carlbaum on his party's plan.
Elections are never about the past. They're always about the future. And Democrats have to articulate in meaningful ways how they're going to tackle the affordability crisis. Child care, health care, senior care, all those really important care spaces that we have to have a serious plan.
The Republicans are hosting their convention in Duluth while the Democrats are in Rochester this weekend. An ICE agent charged in a January shooting during Operation Metro Surge in North Minneapolis is in custody in Texas. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says Christian Castro was arrested this morning by Homeland Security agents. Texas Rangers and BCA investigators were at the scene. Prosecutors say Castro shot 24-year-old Julio Sosa Celis from Venezuela in the leg through the front door of a home and lied about what happened. County Attorney Mary Moriarty said today's arrest is a critical step forward in our prosecution of Mr. Castro. He's facing 4 counts of second-degree assault and falsely reporting a crime. In other headlines, Minnesota is seeing a sharp rise in farm bankruptcies as producers continue to face economic challenges. New data show the state led the nation in Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy filings during the first quarter of 2026, with 8 cases already filed this year, double the total recorded in all of 2024. Minnesotans need to keep their four-legged friends in mind when dealing with the summer heat. Animal Humane Society Communications Director Sarah Baimani says never leave your pet in a hot car.
Cars heat up a lot faster than people might realize. You know, on a 90-degree day outside, after just 10 minutes in a car, it's going to be over 100 degrees in there. So, you know, if you are taking your pet with you out and about, make sure wherever you're going that you can take them with you.
Other tips include giving pets plenty of shade and water and checking the pavement before going on walks to make sure it's safe. This is MNN.